The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
As we ease out of restrictions and inter-county travel resumes, there's another type of travel we're all waiting to return to, and that's the international variety. How soon can we make plans to leave the country for holidays or to see family? And how will the vaccinated be able to travel within the EU? Well, to help us answer all of this, we're joined on the line by Paul O'Connell, travel editor of the Irish Independent. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Pat.
So how will the EU welcome vaccinated travellers and what is what they're calling the emergency break?
So the plan at the moment, and it's a proposal at this stage, the European Commission wants to get travel back open and running this summer. And as you rightly said, they're not just for holidays, but also so people can see family and friends, so business can get back, connectivity can resume and so on. So what they're proposing is that from June, people who are vaccinated or from countries with low COVID infection rates would be able to enter the block without having to take the quarantine and the PCR tests that are proving such a block to travel at the moment. An important point here is that they would need to be coming from they would need to have received the authorised vaccines in the EU. So that's, you know, the ones we're familiar with and you've just been talking about, like Pfizer, AstraZeneca and so on, but not the Chinese Sinovac or the Russian Sputnik 5. And the members would have to opt in, which is an important point. They can still set their own health rules, which is another important point. And I guess for us being here in Ireland, it's important to point out that this applies to the Schengen area, so we're not part of that. We would have to opt in. The emergency break that you referred to there, clearly everybody's worried about variants. So this will be a system that would be built into the plan to counterbalance the risk and would allow states to act, I'm quoting here, urgently and temporarily to shut off travel from affected countries. So I have kind of a mixed reaction to that. I'm thinking this is great that we're talking about opening travel up again, but it's throwing me right back to 2020 and all the different conversations we had before traffic light systems
now, Paul,
and green lists.
We are talking about the people entering the EU from outside. So we're talking about so-called third countries. And obviously to the east of the EU, you've got people coming in from Russia and so on, from Serbia, who might want to go to that part of Europe or different holiday destinations. You're talking about Americans coming into Europe and so on. But I suppose the big focus is on the British, because they're not in Europe. And obviously they are huge holidaymakers in Italy and France and Spain and Portugal. And maybe that's where the push is coming from to facilitate the Brits.
Oh, there's no doubt that that's part of part of what's at play here. British people will be able to go on holidays from May 17th. That's in just 11 days' time. Now, tomorrow or at the latest over the weekend, we expect to see their green list, which would be the list of countries that British people can go to without having to quarantine either at home or in hotels on their return. We expect to see places like Portugal, Iceland, Malta, a couple of Greek islands on that list. So southern European countries like Greece, like Italy, like Spain, places like Majorca or the Canary Islands are absolutely desperate to get some kind of tourism back to rescue some kind of a summer season. So that's absolutely at play here. That first wave of British holidaymakers, with all that pent-up spending, pent-up savings, let's say, is a huge prize for people whose, you know, large percentages of their economies have been basically shut down for the last year.
Oh, OK. But from our point of view, we're within the EU. We also have a free travel area between us and the island of Britain. So our situation is that our government will call the shots as to whether we can go to Spain, Portugal, Italy or France.
Oh, that's exactly right. And you know, no matter what the EU agrees, Ireland has to opt in and Ireland will still set its own rules. So we, as you know, what the industry here is crying out for is some kind of indication of what Ireland's going to do. It needs a plan. Travel isn't something that you can just switch on overnight. So far, the soundings are that we will have the so-called digital green certificate, which is a kind of a Europe-wide travel pass that would show whether people are vaccinated, whether they've gotten a recent negative test result, or whether they have antibodies, and that would kind of be the not a golden ticket to reopen travel, but a piece of the puzzle, let's say. But alongside that, then Ireland would have to say, well, are we going to continue running the traffic light system? And alongside that, again, what's it going to do to unwind, for example, the mandatory hotel quarantine?
Yeah. Did you see the story, Paul, and I'm not sure what provenance it has or how cast in stone it might be, that ultimately they will be replacing the hotel quarantine system with antigen testing, literally on arrival, and it only takes, 15 minutes to half an hour to get a result, and they'll check you and you don't have to go to the quarantine if you're okay, if you're negative on the antigen test.
Europe wants antigen testing to be part of this, and in the digital green certificate, it is not saying it must be PCR. It's open to antigen testing as well. And I heard you speak about that with Luke a little bit earlier, that there is a kind of a sense of frustration within travel and within tourism that antigen testing hasn't become more a part of the picture here as well. But it wouldn't, I suppose, just to reassure people, it couldn't just exist on its own. You'd have to have the other framework of rules and regulations alongside it.
This call from a News Talk listener: I don't know who to call. We're booked for Boston June 25th. My sister has motor neuron disease and needs to get there, and we can't afford hotel quarantine, presumably on return if they had to do it. I mean, they can travel to Boston, presumably, if it's a medical need. I don't think the state will stand in the way.
Yeah, there are exceptions that can be made, and you can apply on compassionate grounds. It would be important, obviously, to see if the routes are available for them to travel as well. June 25th is one of those dates where it's unlikely that overseas travel will open up by then. I mean, we're really only talking 6 or 7 weeks ago. We haven't gotten anything like the kind of vaccination coverage that the government would like us to have before that can open up again. Yeah. And my heart goes out to that person, and there are others like it who want to travel for essential reasons, not just holidays.
Yeah. I wonder what's going to happen when the UK opens up for holidays. I mean, will they designate Ireland as, a safe destination?
Well,
because,
ironically,
we're battling it. Yeah.
Yeah, ironically, Ireland is the only green country in the UK at the moment. So it's you can enter the UK from Ireland without restriction. It's coming the other way. That's the problem. And you saw on Tánaiste, Leo Varadkar mentioned recently that we could look at restoring the common travel agreement first. It would make sense for lots of reasons, not least the land border we have with the north, but also, we have British people are our biggest inbound tourism constituency. Lots of people have family and friends in the UK. There's lots of air routes there normally. So I think you could see a kind of a staggered resumption of travel. And if that did happen, opening up travel to the UK, given as well that their vaccination is so good, I think that could happen, but not until mid or late summer, I don't think.
Paul, can you clarify from one of our listeners, can US citizens who are fully vaccinated arrive here and avoid quarantine?
At the moment, they can. I need to double check. Hotel quarantine, but they still have to isolate or do the quarantine at home.
Okay, so they avoid the hotel quarantine.
The hotel quarantine.
But sure, who's keeping an eye on them anyway? A general question on holidays. Will we be able to pass through passport control quicker when going on our holidays in Europe eventually, now that travellers from the UK won't be in our queue anymore?
Oh my God, that's like such an open-ended question, because yes, theoretically that may be possible, but also remember you're going to be dealing with airports where social distancing is a big part of the picture, where people will be looking not just at your regular old school passport, but at any new digital green certificate or travel pass that you might have to have. Who knows? It'll all depend on the volume of people that are back in the airports and how they're managed.
Another one, Paul, for you. Can your speaker confirm if we in the Republic are permitted to travel to Northern Ireland from May 17th as a staycation, when the intercounty rules are gone? Are there any rules about that?
Well, it's my understanding that no, we won't. But I could be open to correction on that. But I don't believe so, Pat.
So you couldn't go to a holiday home in somewhere in Northern Ireland?
So
self-catering,
Yeah, that's my understanding of it at the moment. No, that it, and at any rate, holiday accommodation isn't opening in Ireland here until the 2nd of June. So no, that's not on the cards from the
70s. But for us going north, could we do it? That's the point. I mean, there's no one in Northern Ireland. Once you cross the border, if their vaccination program is well advanced, is anyone going to be knocking on your door and saying, go back to the Republic?
Yeah, no, I think it'll be possible and people may want to do it and it might be easy from counties particularly that are nearby, but it's the return that would be the issue there. Mm.
A final question for the moment. Any chance of getting to New Zealand for next Christmas, Christmas 2021? Two adults, hopefully by then fully vaccinated, and three kids aged 12 and under. Is it likely that it will be open?
Oh, I just can't answer that. It's kind of a speculative leap too far. It's New Zealand is in a good situation. We know that it has a travel bubble with Australia, but it is very, very hesitant to open travel beyond that. And the vaccination progress there hasn't been as rapid as in other areas. I think when we see travel open up, you will see it as kind of like throwing a stone into a pond. You'll see maybe to the UK first, to Europe, to places with good vaccination rates like the US. And then after that, I think you may be looking at New Zealand, Australia. So I do, it's possible, but I would say unlikely at this stage.
Don't spend the money yet.
No, I wouldn't be booking anything at the moment. I would hold off at least another month, even if you're thinking about UK, Canary Islands, wherever it might be. Just wait, just let's see how May, how even June go, how the rollout of the green certificate happens, and then start to think about when you might put your money down. But just remember the chaos we were dealing with last year trying to get refunds and vouchers and rescheduling and all the rest of it. So just sit tight for the moment.
Okay, Paul. Thank you very much for joining us. Paul O'Connella, travel editor with the Irish Independent.